at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can always DM us. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Dina says, hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Been divorced for a few years. Stayed friendly with both my former stepdaughters, who are now lovely teenagers.
Aw.
I'm going overseas for 3 months for work and have invited both of them to stay with me at my expense. Wow. Both of them are straight-A students. They've been studying the local language for years. Both of their parents are okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, my sister wants me to do the same for her kids, who are spoiled, rude, and have had recent run-ins with the law.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable with being responsible for them. How exactly can I get my sister off my back without coming out and saying your kids are monsters?
Well, we'll say finances. Like, hey, yeah. I can afford them.
Right.
And even if you paid for their trips, there's still like the financial aspect of a whole, like, that's a lot of people to be responsible for.
Yes. Now, what if though sis is just like, we'll pay for them. What if she says that? Like, what's a more delicate way to discuss the whole, hey, your kids have been making some bad choices and I don't really want to be responsible with trying to keep them from making bad choices in another country? Without her being offended.
Does she do the whole thing where it's like, hey, I want this trip to be special for these two. Maybe in the future I can consider something for them.
That is true. And maybe it's the whole, I'm going to be by myself and having to be a parent figure for all these kids while I'm there to work is going to be too much for me to handle. So, yeah, maybe that's the way we approach it. You know what? I'd be happy to take them next time. This time I just need to focus on these two. And then next time it can be about your kids.
And then never
have a next time.
And then next time is always pushed
down the road.
And then quit
your job and find another. Yeah, that's so you don't have to travel.
Another next time. And then it's like, well, you know what? This time it's just a me trip. So.
Right. This time I got way too much work.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to like have zero time. Yeah.
Now our listeners are a little less forgiving. They're like, Chase says, hey, tell her to get their blank together and then we'll talk. You're not taking criminals out of the country.
And then Holly's just like, listen, for real, sister wants a break from her monster kids, so she's trying to pawn them off.
Yeah,
that's exactly what she, like, she knows.
That's
she knows what she's
probably
doing.
Probably the case too. Yeah, I mean, I think I go back to the I just want this to be about my stepkids right now. And
yeah.
You know, maybe in the future, and maybe not say for sure. Don't say, hey, for sure, you know, next time it's your kids. But say, you know, if we do something in the future, you know, maybe I can then consider something like that with your daughters or kids.
But taking four kids and being the only person like in charge of everything and trying to do my job just too overwhelming.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Is that what we're landing on? Is that good?
I think that's, she should be able to understand that. And then you don't have to say, because your kids are bad, they're monsters.
Because
kids
want to take suck.
Them. Right. Just like, it's just too much for me by myself. And they're like, you know, there's nobody else going.
Yeah. And Jacqueline brings up a great point. Is like, hey, can we normalize not just inviting ourselves or our kids along on other people's trips?
Yes. Now, I know with like family.